What's up, gods? Welcome back. This is the Gods of Game, and I am Flight School, the God of Game. If you're new to the channel, then this is a safe place where I just give guys the game. I teach you how to get women, how to keep women, sometimes how to manipulate women. I give you tips, tricks. I give you things to say verbatim, you know, to start you off right. If that sounds like something you'll be interested in, then like, subscribe, hit the notification button. Today is a story time, right? It's called Simping. Grand opening, grand closing. It's basically two stories in one. It's the story of when I started simping and the last time I ever simped on a bitch. If you follow this page, you know I'm really transparent. You know, I don't pretend to be the biggest, latest man ever like I always had it popping. That's not the case. I was just like y'all, man. I was probably more of a simp than a lot of y'all. But I had somebody to pull me to the side and give me the game. And that's what I'm doing for y'all, man. I'm y'all OG, because a lot of y'all ain't got OGs, and I could tell. Nobody really sitting down giving y'all the rules to the game, so that's where I come in, man. My mission is to help as many as you boys get out this simp thing as possible, man, because we need more men out here, especially these days, right? So let me get into it. I'm going to start with my last time simping. We're going to go with that story first, because the first time is the most important, and I'll tell you why. So my last time simping. So it was this girl, and if you was in Orlando in the 90s, she used to rap. I ain't gonna put her name out there, but she was a well-known local rapper. And I had a little rap group with my homeboys at the time. So we met this chick doing like open mics and shit like that, you know, and we kind of had her on a couple songs or whatever. So we all got cool. Now, I wasn't boss player at that point. I was just now coming into my game. Like a lot of dudes, I made the mistake of feeling like I'm invincible. I started getting a couple holes and this, that, and the third, but still I wasn't fully developed. Still, I had a lot of learning to do. So I still had a lot of that simp energy in me. So we go to do this show in Tampa. And Tampa from Orlando is probably like, I don't know, man, like 2 hour drive. Like it's not around the corner. Like you really have to get in the car and you gotta travel there. The only reason I wanted to fuck with the bitch, cause she had already gave one of my homeboys in the group some pussy. With shit, I was down bad for that anyway, because off rip, I'm trying to go behind another man to get a bitch. But I was just learning this new skill set and I was cocky and you couldn't tell me shit. I was pulling hoes and she was a bad bitch, man. I'm talking about she red, thick, bitch like a stripper. So I ain't gonna lie, at the time, if I would have pulled her, this would have been the baddest bitch I ever had in my life. So I just felt like, fuck it, I had to get her. My homeboy ain't give a fuck about her. You know what I'm saying? He got the pussy or whatever, but no, I wanted the bitch. So this bitch gonna tell me she wanna go to Busch Gardens. Okay, cool. So one of her homegirls she came with, and I took my brother, we all went to Busch Gardens. You know, in the car, we trying to strike up a little conversation, get a little vibe with the hoes or whatever, woody woody woo. You know what I'm saying? But the whole time, the hoe really playing the game, and I'm gonna tell you why. Man, I paid for this hoe to get in Busch Gardens and all that. Bro, I'm talking about probably 30 minutes into the theme park, she off in the cut, talking to some other niggas. Like, I mean, she vibing with these niggas like she knew them forever, right? I end up going to the bathroom or something like that. I come back, my brother say, hey, whoop-de-whoop, and them gone. Oh yeah, bitch, we paid for these hoes to get in Busch Gardens. Okay, cool, I'm crushed. I'm really crushed inside. Like, damn, how she doing me like this? I paid for her to get in. Not thinking, dumbass niggas, simp that, right? So me and my brother, we just holler at a couple other girls that was in the park, you know, nothing serious. There's a little companionship, you know what I'm saying? We can hang out in the park that day or whatever, ride roller coasters or whatever. So we start vibing with them. Now by the end of the trip, these hoes just pop out of nowhere on some fuck shit. They back now. You know what I'm saying? Whole day gone, they back now. And these the type of games girls play. Oh, where y'all was at? We was looking for y'all, we got lost, blah, blah, blah. Okay, okay. Now, my pride hurt, but I know goddamn well I gotta do something. Like, from what I was already taught, I better boss up, man, because I didn't like that feeling, number one. Like, my feelings was hurt, man. I done paid for this girl. I'm out of money. I ain't get no pussy, and she just used me like a motherfucking lame. So me and my brother told the hoe, all right, man, y'all wait here. We finna go to the bathroom, then all of us gonna slide out. But in the bathroom, me and my brother chopping it up. We pissed. This my little brother, too. This my younger brother. So now I gotta set the example for bruh. He like, man, look how these hoes did us. This fucked up. So we defies the plan. So me and my brother slide out the bathroom and we kind of blend in with the crowd. We headed to the front gate. What you think we did? Jumped in the car. clear it on that hoe. She blowing up my phone. Decline. Bro, this ain't no walk around the park. Nigga, this 2-3 hours away from home base. So how long you think it take to walk back? Bro, we hit it. No remorse. Back to the crib. Left that hoe in Tampa, my nigga. Tampa. But that's what you gotta do, man. Don't tolerate disrespect from nobody. This hoe just basically used us for free admission to the park, and she went off and did her own thing. Okay, that's cool. I respect that. But bitch, get home with them niggas you was chilling with all day. You not riding home with me after that. Like, ain't no fucking way. Bro, I would have been simp of the year. Ain't no fucking way you not getting in my car. That's what it is. I don't know how the hoe got home. I ain't talked to her since then. But she wouldn't ride home with me. Man, if it take leaving the bitch where she at, bro, that's what you gotta do. You a man first. That day was my last day simping. I respect myself. I respect myself more than I respect her. And plus, I gotta set an example for my little brother. What if I would've took that bitch home? What kind of example is that to set to him? Remember, if you got brothers or sisters, man, or people that look up to you, they always watching. And you ain't gotta let nobody disrespect you, bro. And you ain't gotta take that shit. Leave them hoes where they at, my nigga. That hoe will find her way home. She probably did find her way home. It don't matter. I ain't fuck with her after that. But that was my last time simping. After that, simping was that. After that, a bitch couldn't get a meal from it. That was the second story. Now, let me give you the first story and show you why this story is so important. This was my first time simping. Now, like a lot of y'all, I grew up without a father, right? And it was crazy because if my father would have been in my life, it probably would have been better because my old boy is somewhat of a player too. My dad got 27 kids, right? If this nigga can't get a job, he can get a bitch. Like, that's never been his problem, but he wasn't there. So I had to soak up game from other people. So I had this chick I was with or whatever. I'm a young nigga that I ain't even really had no car at the time. I used to walk from my grandma's house to her house. This was like maybe 5 miles away, but just to see this bitch, I would walk. She made me wait like 2 months before I can get some pussy or something like that. And I was the type of nigga, I was on some old, oh, I'ma treat the bitch so good that she just see I love her. I had a little part-time job at Chuckles. You know, I'm buying the whole shit. You know what I'm saying? Just a sucker for love, man. Just trying to buy the whole emotions and feeling like, okay, if I'm the perfect gentleman to this bitch, then, you know, she gotta see that I love her and it's all gravy. So the bitch told me she ain't wanna fuck, and I respected that. My dumb ass sitting around, okay, well, I'll wait it out. Is it 2 months yet? Is it a month yet? You know, I was a sucker. I ain't even gonna lie. Now, she made me wait 2 months to get some pussy, but she gave my homeboy some head 2 days after meeting this nigga. My homeboy, one of my partners, right? Now, that should have been it for the bitch right there. But nah, what do? I take her back. I forgive her. It was just a mistake. Everybody make mistakes. I love you, boo, boo, boo. Bro, I was down bad, bro. I'm talking about Marge Simpson, bitch. I wasn't even a man at that point. I was the bitch. I ain't even gonna sit here and lie to you, man. One day the hoe called me. She wants something to eat or something like that. I walked to this whole house. She tell me she maybe like 10 minutes around the corner or something like that. I'm sitting out on the porch waiting for the hoe. Ain't nobody home. I'm sitting. 30 minutes go by. I'm sitting. Hours go by. I'm sitting. 2 hours go by. I'm sitting. Bro, I sat out on this motherfucking porch so long, bro. You know how when you sit somewhere so long, your ass go numb and your legs fall asleep and shit like that, bro. The shit was bad, bro. I was sad. It was fucked up. Sat out here with a motherfucking bag of food waiting on this bitch. Wherever she was at doing God knows what to come pay me some motherfucking attention. Now, she had an uncle, this nigga Spoon, rest in peace Spoon. Spoon was a pimp. I guess Spoon must have took a liking to me because we was real cool, you know, when I come through. So maybe he seen something in me I didn't see in me at the time. Spoon pulled up, I'm sitting out on the porch. You know, he, little nigga, what you doing out here type shit? I tell him, he could see, bro, he could see it in my eyes. I'm fucked up. Bro, my eyes were probably wet because I was probably crying, bro, no cap, like, he could see I was fucked up. Spoon told me the most important thing I've ever heard in my life. This man changed my life. Spoon told me, look, man, I would take you and teach you everything you need to know about women, but on one condition. As of right now, you leave my niece alone. No contact with my niece no more. Now, it wasn't that I was bad for his niece, or it probably wasn't even the fact that his niece was doing me wrong, but I think bro didn't like to see me in that position. I think he felt something for me that day. So I did what he said. I stopped messing with her. You know what I'm saying? Of course, what happened? As soon as I ignored her, every day she blowing me up. Every day she blowing me up. That's what got her attention on me. But I kept my word to Spoon, and I ain't hit her up. Spoon kept his word to me. This man would come get me every weekend. I would ride around with him in his car while he pimp his little hoes out or whatever. He'd just give me the game. Give me the game. Give me the game. Give me the game. I mean, bro really saved my life. I think that's probably the biggest turning point in my life. Like I said, I ain't had no daddy, man. I got uncles, but ain't nobody really sit down and really taught me about women or gave me the game. But this man took me aside, man, and really gave me the game, man. Rest in peace, Spoon, man. And it changed my life, and it made me a better man. It made me a better man. You have to understand, man, when you listening to a lot of these guys on YouTube, don't get it fucked up. They wasn't always popping. You might find one or two that the sauce was just in them from day one. But the truth of the matter is, bro, on a psychological level, we all broken men. We all broken men. It took a bitch breaking our heart or, you know, something extreme like that to let us wake up and realize that's not what we want to go through no more. You know, you got to realize what you don't want before you can realize what you want. And those heartbreaks is what shaped us into better men. It's all about how you deal with shit. I could have took that heartbreak and went home and still been crying about bitches these days and repeating the same cycle. I could have told myself, oh, nobody ever gonna do me like this again. But if you don't know the rules to the game, you don't know what to do, bro, you're gonna repeat the same fucking cycle with every woman, because women got game. That's just what it is. Women are natural born finessers, and they got the pussy, so they feel like they got the power, because most men won't pussy. But if you can't get a handle on that shit, bro, you're gonna repeat the cycle over and over again, because you're gonna think every woman is different. You're gonna think, oh, it's different this time. She different, she different, she different, she different. But they really not different, bro. They really not different. But that's why I saved the first story for last, man, because it was the most important. That's the day my eyes opened. Those was the greatest lessons as a man, I probably ever could have received. And that's what I'm trying to do for y'all brothers, man. You know, I don't have to be on here making YouTube videos, but these days, man, it's so much rampant simping going on. It's crazy, man. It seems like it ain't no men out there no more. You know, so I just want to do my part to raise the next generation of men and to pass down this OG knowledge like an OG did for me. So I hope that story could give y'all some insight on me and also help y'all along in y'all journey, man. And, you know, if you like this content, like, subscribe, hit the notification bell so you can stay up on when I drop content. And till next time.